So
that wasn't recorded, was it?
No. Okay, so the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay, so we discussed last week that there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's the Oneg Shabbos angle, and then the Kavod Shabbos angle. Oneg Shabbos means it helps you enjoy Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos is that it's a Kavod, you're doing something before Shabbos to light up the house and all of that, okay? Now, there's two parts to the Oneg Shabbos. One is by the table, and one is the rest of the house. Okay, by the table that it should help you enjoy the food, the Suda, and then the rest of the house, which is that you shouldn't trip, that the poskim say shelo yikashel be'etzim uvavonim, so you shouldn't trip or fall or anything like that. Okay, now is the halacha like this? Okay, the primary onik Shabbos, is by the table. Okay, so therefore, if the woman lights by the table, she's yotze, that everything else that you're lighting is kind of agav the table. It's agav. Now, however, it's like this. This is where it comes in very interesting. Where it comes in interesting is that that there's really two parts to the mitzvah. One is that Chazal said that every person should light neiros on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah that they put on you. You're supposed to make kiddush, you're supposed to light neiros. There's also a halacha that your room and whatever, like we're saying, should be lit. But there's two parts of the mitzvah. So for example, okay, you could have one part of the mitzvah covered, not the other part. So the case that's given is, let's say you're away somewhere and you rent a hotel room, okay? So for Shabbos, and you're by yourself. So you have your own little room there, right? You have your own little room there. Now, even though your wife is going to be lighting at home, okay? So even though your wife is going to be lighting at home, but still, you have to light in your place because... Right, exactly. Exactly the point. That there's a separate mitzvah, by Chanukah, the whole mitzvah is on the house. Over here, even though your wife is lighting at home, if you're like in a hotel room or something like that, you still have to light separately yourself. Now, what happens if you're a guest in someone's house? So let's say you're a guest in someone's house. If you're a guest in someone's house, you don't have either chiyuv. Because if a married man is a guest in someone's house, so his wife is lighting for him at home. So the mitzvah of lighting neiros, he did. His family's lighting. And he's in a house that has neiros. So the house that he's in, he's going to enjoy the neiros of Shabbos. So he doesn't have to light mitzvah enjoying Shabbos because he's going to enjoy Shabbos. He doesn't have to light because of the mitzvah of lighting because his wife is lighting for him in the house. He doesn't have to do anything. Okay? But where it comes in more nogeya, okay, is...
A single man.
Okay, so a single man that's moving in to the... Let's say he's a guest at someone's house.
For all of Shabbos, not for
real. Yeah, for all of Shabbos. So here's a problem. He doesn't have anyone lighting for him in the house. So therefore, he's not doing the mitzvah on that end. And if he has his own quarters and his own room and he's literally renting a spot in the house and he's going to eat there, so he should light where he eats. But let's say he's just has a room and he's part of the B'nai Bayis, so what should he do?
Light. So, no, he contributes money towards...
Oh, wow, this guy's in London. You can't light because the house is already lit, so what are you lighting again for?
Well, sometimes several people light.
Oh, so this is exactly the issue. Why is that the case?
Because the woman has to light.
Okay, so we have to understand this. Okay, this was bothering me. After I learned the halachas, I was chazering and trying to prepare. It's very hard to understand. Why is it if a married couple, let's say you go to your in-laws for Shabbos, okay, or a married couple goes into their parents or whatever, or a single man, okay? So the minhag ha'olam is that they light. The woman, let's say, lights. You know, the daughter-in-law lights together with the mother-in-law.
Single man?
Or as what does a single man do?
Why
an
do
older man?
Different?
Huh?
Why do anything different? Right. A single man.
The chayyim should be the same thing, right? But the thing is that it's very hard to understand. Why is that the case? Why are they lighting with a bracha? There's no real cheshbon that makes sense for them to light with a bracha, because alts the mitzvah that they have on themselves. So they should be mishtatef bepruta. right? They should mishtatik with Buddha. They should buy into the mitzvah of the other house. And out the house, the house is lit already. So why are they lighting themselves? So I saw this kasha. Ramesha Feinstein asks this kasha. Moshe Zalman asks this kasha. And the Chubas Minchas Yitzchak asks this kasha. So Baruch Hashem, we found the Achrenim deal with this question. Okay, and there's three different answers given. It's part of the question. Okay, so the Minchas Yitzchak basically says, and this.
Well, what's the rephrase the question?
The question, which is
a bomb. Everybody's asking.
The question is, is that.
Thank you. Okay. I was scared to ask.
Yeah. The question is, okay, I'll wait for him to come because he's going to want to know the answer to this question too. Quick, we're in the middle, waiting for you.
You knew I was coming.
Okay, so the question is that all the Achrenim want to know. The question is like this. A married couple, a husband and wife, a new young couple, they go to their in-laws for Shabbos. The minhag is that the minhag ha'olam, if you look around, everyone does this, is that the young kala, okay, the young woman or whoever it is, the will light in the house of her mother-in-law. So the mother-in-law lights, and she also lights. The couple that's there, the woman, the wife of the couple, will light in the house.
What the answer is.
What?
Men go alone.
Oh, so that's what everyone does. The question is, if you learn the halachas, it doesn't make sense that they should light. Because since they don't have a cheder miyuchad, it's not their miyuchad dika house. The house is shared, and the Baal Bais is lighting already. So the halacha says that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to be mishtatif with their mitzvah, but you're not supposed to light your own, because it's just a bracha of atal to light again. The house already is well lit, and you're just part of the house. No, I'm talking about they're staying there for the whole Shabbos.
So for me, we
I'm not talking about that case. I'm not talking about that case. I'm talking about someone's going to the in-laws for the whole Shabbos. Okay. So now, so Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Minchas Yitzchak all ask this problem: what's going on? There's another thing that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman have to ask as well, which is that the whole mitzvah nowadays is very strange. Because the whole mitzvah is that you'll enjoy your meal, or you won't trip, but we have electric lights. So what's this little match candle, what do you add it? Okay, so Rav Shlomo Zalman gives a huge chiddush on this, okay? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah, when you do this, you're not making a bracha on the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris. You're not doing the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris. What you're doing is the minhag that women have to light Neris Erev Shabbos. It's a minhag, it's a new minhag that they have. The women are very attached to this minhag, it's very beloved to them, and therefore the minhag became that they light Erev Shabbos, even if you don't need the candles. It doesn't make a difference, it's a minhag.
So what's the
and the halacha is, you make, no, that's the halacha, is that we make a bracha on minhag. There's a halacha that you we make a bracha when you light Hanukkah candles at the base at the shul, right? It's not a chiv, it's not your house, it's a minig. So the Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch says mikanchim mevarchan ala minig. You're allowed to make a bracha on a minig also.
But you're not. It's not
so therefore, this bracha is really a bracha on the minig. It's not the bracha on the mitzvah because it's not really the mitzvah.
So why is
this what Shlomo Zalman says?
Say the about the minhag. Minhag, why does it?
The minhag is to do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris, even when you don't have to.
And to say the bracha on candles.
Right.
Not to do a bracha on a minhag.
Instead of it's not on the Torah, it's from the minhag.
Right.
But both of them are.
It's a minhag to light candles.
With the strength of halacha.
Yeah. Now, the Rosh Hashanah says, that's why you also can light, even though the electricity is on. Because what do I care? There's electricity on. Lemaisa, you didn't minig to light.
So what's the deal with a single man?
So a single man also. That the minig is that every adult in Klai Yisrael lights.
So
has single, someone lighting for him.
Because I've never seen a single man light at a house that he's staying at.
They probably
house.
Gave money.
Maybe they give money.
He just gives money.
Right. That's maybe the minig is not so strong by the men. That's the raya that it's not the halacha. Because if it would be the halacha, then the man would do, you know. So it's a minhag that the women have, and that's Shlomo Zalman's answer. And that's why he says you can, you know, but that's a huge chiddush. Rav Moshe says that, going back to what we said before, there's two parts to the Hadlakas Neris. There's the Oneg Shabbos part, that you're going to enjoy Shabbos better, and then there's the Kavod Shabbos part. For example, like by a Bris Mila, you set up Neros, By the Suda, a lot of people. By a wedding, you have candles. You don't need the candles at the sometimes at the kol dinner or whatever at a dinner. You'll have candles at the table. We don't need the candles. It makes a chashuv. It's covered. So Moshe says that we're not in Echanami. Nowadays the ikur is the covered Shabbos, not the oneg Shabbos. And therefore, even if the lights are on, it doesn't matter. You could still light Atzkavat Shabbos. And therefore, he says, if you're lighting Atzkavat Shabbos, so everyone can light. The woman can light also. Because there's a Kavat Shabbos angle to light an additional candle. So the additional
candle.
Moshe Feinstein.
Isn't covered about preparing for Shabbos? Though,
yeah, but also honoring it, giving it chashivas, like setting the table, Moshe, right? So here, giving candles is a covered Shabbos. Now, that being said, that's like a yishuv. It's a huge chiddush. So the Maisa I saw over here in Moshe Sternbach, he brings down Moshe Moshe that Moshe Taka used to do the thing that we said last week, which is that. They would turn off all the lights before the woman would light, and then he would turn it on again. She would turn it on again, Lakavat Shabbos, and then light again. So that means that he's not really relying on this for himself. It's just like a yishuv on the Minhag Olam. Lemaisa, the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Taka, this problem is like eating at him. He doesn't understand why people, when they go over to their in-laws or whatever they light, it doesn't really, you know, make sense. So he, Taka, says, and it's interesting, he writes there that this is a problem that's halach l'maisa for me, because he says, I'm an old man, and my wife doesn't live with me anymore, because she was in like some sort of, facility or something like that, and I live by myself, and very often I go to my kids for Shabbos, so I'm lighting. And I have this problem, should I be lighting when I go to my kids' house for Shabbos? Right? So Dayan Weiss says, you know what I do is that I light before they light. So he says, if you light before they light, so now the house doesn't have candles yet, so you got in first.
Good idea.
So if you get in first, you're okay. So once the guest is there first, they can light no problem.
They
and then
spoil it for them.
No, and this is, but the Baal Bayis has to light anyway. The Baal Bayis lights even if there's electricity, right? Because the Baal Bayis has to make sure that their house is well lit. That doesn't make a difference. Some other guy lit doesn't take away my mitzvah. So therefore, he wants to say that a guest should chop around and light first.
That's great.
That's Dayan Weiss's chop over here.
I'm with Brass.
Which is what?
It diminishes the balabayat simcha or lighting. It takes away a little bit.
What?
I like all three of them.
This is three mahalchim.
I like that one.
Yeah, but my question is, why would he give an advantage of light before? I thought it was had to do with he's not adding to the light. So would he be adding to the light before?
He's not adding to the light.
There was no candles yet.
There is no light.
He's saying that he lit before
the
daughters-in-law.
He created the light.
Yeah. He created the only light that there was.
Yeah, so at the time that he lit, there was no light yet.
That's a great
call. Because the balabas, none of the other lights count until the balabas lights.
No, meaning he's a guest, so he wants to light.
Okay, so he has his own light.
Yeah, so he lights first.
It has nothing to do with the house.
Yeah, but they didn't light yet. If they would have lit already, so you can't just add another candle, he's saying. What does it help me to light another candle? But since they didn't light yet, so right now when I...
Why
didn't
he just light in the room that he's slipping?
Because he says it wasn't moyuchad for him. So, also, he's eating with everyone else, so...
What about electric lights? I saw these little...
Okay, so we have to get to that. So now, this is just a good chat. This is just a very important concept. But nice, I think the minhag ha'olam is that you light and vizel, okay? Now, let's say a different scenario. Let's say a different scenario. I don't really have the clear answer on it. But let's just talk at the tzadim. Let's say someone's staying by you for Shabbos, one of your kids, but really they're staying somewhere else and then they're going to eat by you.
Right.
So where do they light?
Where they're staying.
What?
Where they're staying.
So you could look at it two ways. Really they should light where they're eating because the primary onik Shabbos is where you're eating. So you light the table. The problem is when you light the table, you get into this whole mess that the other person is lighting by the table.
We have a problem. We eat out, we light, and by the time we come back, the lights are already gone.
In that case, I want to get to in a minute. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So, Lemaisa, based on what we said, you could do either way. You could really do either way. You could light by the place that you're going to be eating and staying and all that, because... Or you could light in the house that you're sleeping in, but you have to make sure, like you're saying, that the candles are going to stay around long enough that you'll be able to benefit from them.
You have to eat fast?
What?
Eat fast or you can get
it. No, you have to use oil, not candles.
Right, either use oil, not candles. Also, another thing you could do is that you could do what we said before, which is you could turn off the lights and relight them l'kavod Shabbos. Because if you relight the lights for Kavod Shabbos and turn on candles, so now everything you did in the house, when you left the house, you left the bathroom light on, you left the hall light on, a bedroom lamp or something on, so that when you come into the house it won't be dark, all those lights that you left are Kavod Shabbos lights. So if you turn those lights on and light the Neros, so I saw somewhere just now that, where did I see it? I think in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that in such a case, it's okay even if the candle will be out by the time you get home. Because you lit all of it Kavod Shabbos, and the electrical lights are staying on.
But it is an issue. It is an issue if you don't do that.
What?
It's an issue, you're saying, that if you don't do that, you light it and you come back and the light's already gone.
No, but I'm saying, so in that case, what you should do is, why are you lighting in your, so what you should do is that you should have in mind that the rest of the lights that you're turning on in the house are Kavod Shabbos. And then when you come home, those will still be on.
If you don't have this in mind, then it's a bracha
l'tala. No, so in your case, what about someone that's at, a third scenario is someone that's at home, and then they're going out for the Friday night meal. So then there's a couple ways to... staying over. They're just going to be going over for the Friday night meal. So there's a couple ways to do it. You could light at home, and then let's say the woman lights, she's at home, she waits for the husband to come home from shul, he picks her up, and they walk home. So that case is fine, because she's benefiting from the candles before the meal.
Okay.
She's benefiting from candles before the meal. She's looking at the candles. She's benefiting from the candles before the meal. That's fine.
How much time does she need to benefit?
Davening, let's say she davens there. Now, the other thing, even though you're not allowed to daven too close to the candles, but what about in a scenario that she lights and leaves? She's going to go eat in the other place. So it's not so posh. Some people would tell you it's better to light in the place that you're eating.
But we have the other problem.
But then you have the other issue. So... The issue we've been discussing, that why should the daughter-in-law light with the mother-in-law if the mother-in-law lit in the house already? There's no point in her candles. So you have that issue.
Right.
So it's just a question of which is the lesser of two evils. Should you light with the mother-in-law and just rely on Ramesha and everyone that it's the minig? Or should you light in your house and maybe rely on the electrical lights, right, that you're going to be turning on the COVID Shabbos?
You suggested last week that
did you do that by Monday night, or only by Thursday night?
Well, let's see. Well,
you suggested that you light the turn on the lights at home. The Kavod Shabbos. You don't speak until you get to the host's house, where now you can add that twist where you light before they do. And then you're totally covered.
Totally covered.
Bad chance that happens, not
speed. Right, that's a good extra addition there to the chumrah. I have to tell him about this. Okay, so lemaisa, those are the options on the table. Okay, the two options on the table if you're eating out the Friday night meal are either you light at home or you light where you're going. Each one has its problem. If you light where, the best thing is to light where you are at your house and benefit from the candles before you leave. And then, you know, go eat out. The other option would be light the candles before you leave, and all the lights in the house, the Kavod Shabbos. And then, even if the candles will be out when you come back, it will still be. I think I saw that in the Shmir Shabbos, it won't be a bracha levatala. Let me just double check that. Yes, Shmir Shabbos says this. Okay, that if it stays on, it's fine. By the way, another important factor, which I guess is pretty obvious, so I don't know if I helped anybody here. I definitely helped confuse everyone. I'm not sure. I'm not sure we actually came out to a clear conclusion, because
it's best to stay at home.
That's the conclusion. Yeah, yeah. Eat at home with your family.
Yeah. If you do eat out for a night, you have these two eitzes. Now, here's a major, I want to say a big chiddush that I did not discuss with any other poskim. Any poskim yet. Okay, but you're going to be the first ones to hear about it. And then
I think it's legitimate.
What?
What'd you say? Any other poskim, meaning we're poskim tonight?
No, I took that off. Any poskim, because I'm not either, so I have to hear from somebody.
Said you can make us honorary poskim.
So I don't know if this is legit.
Yeah, this is up in the air, but I think it's good. I think it's a good chiddush. Okay. So here's the halacha. The halacha is that an isha, a woman, is mekabel Shabbos automatically with hadlakas neiros. Okay. Now, the halacha is ad kedei kach. By the way, that some hold that the woman, when does she mekabel Shabbos? She's mekabel Shabbos when she completes lighting all the neiros. Right. Some, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch says that the woman is not supposed to blow out the match, because the minute she finished lighting the last candle, it's Shabbos. So you gotta just drop the match. Yeah? So ad kedei kach, some people have the minig. I know, when I was learning this, a friend of mine said that his job in the house as a little kid was always that when his mother would finish lighting, he would go run and grab the match from her. That was his job, to grab the match from the wife, one mother, when she would finish lighting the candles, and he would put it out. So that's a minig. That's an old minig brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. Mice, a lot of people don't have this minig.
When do the kids mekabel Shabbos?
After. So Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it's not a problem, because he holds that it's totally, like you said, in the bracha, not in the hadlaka, and therefore she could keep on lighting and she could blow out the match until she makes the bracha. I think that's more commonly the minig, but people have both minhag in both ways. Okay, by the way, according to the first minig, it would come out if she lit all the candles and then one of the candles went out,
she
can't relight it either. She has to have someone else relight it.
After bracha.
No, for sure. Okay, so now
someone else can.
Yeah. Now, so that's the minig ha'olam. That Kabbalah Shabbos is toloi in hadlaka. Now, let's say she needs to do malacha. So the halacha is that b'makom tzorech she can make a tanai. B'makom tzorech she can make a tanai. The Mishnah Berurah says makom tzorech. A tanai means I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos with this hadlaka. I'm making a tanai that I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. Now, how big of a tzorech? It's not clear, but it has to be some legitimate.
Bathroom light was left off. I mean, come on.
Right. No, that's not good enough. It has to be a real tzorech. What?
Now you drive somewhere.
Even that is not so partial. Why are you driving? Just walk.
The food got turned off.
So walk. Who told you that to save yourself to walk is a makom tzorech?
The cholin.
Put it this way. I can just tell you what it says in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says that a woman that wants to go daven Friday night in the koysel is not a good enough tzorech to go make a tanai after your hadlaka. To go take a cab. She shouldn't light the candles and take a cab to the koysel to daven there Friday night and walk back. That's not a good enough tzorech. So that seems to be a pretty good tzorech to me. He says that's not big enough. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying it's not so posh. Now it's like this. Now, what about, by the way, mincha? Let's say the woman didn't daven mincha yet.
She's out.
What?
She's out.
She can't make a tanai, you're saying.
What, to be able to daven mincha?
After hadlaka, yeah. Can she make a tanai to daven mincha after hadlaka? So I think it's like this. If the minug of the woman is to daven ma'ariv, then she should not make a tanai, and she should daven two ma'arivs. Like make a tashlumen. So she should daven two ma'arivs. If the minhag of the woman is not to daven ma'ariv, so she's going to totally lose out mincha, because she's not going to daven ma'ariv now and two ma'arivs, right? So then, in that case, she should make a tanai and daven mincha after hadlaka. Okay, that's what I would think. Now it's like this. This was the following Shaila post to me last month, and I didn't know what to tell the guy, but now I think I came out with the chiddush. The Shiloh was, a guy's eating out Friday night, but they're far away from their host. And it's going to be hard for the wife to walk both ways. So what should he do? Should he light? Now you have three options. Should he light where he lives, make a tanai, and drive to the makom where they're going? Should they just go where they're going and light there? Okay? So, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure.
Let he light at the house and let her light at their house.
That's two options. Right? Two options.
Is everything.
Should they light in the makom? So some people would tell you that to avoid the achila, to avoid the tanai, you should light in the makom achila, where you're eating. Because anyway, we said, the lighting where you are, where you're not eating, is not necessarily such a great option. So maybe you should just drive there and light where you're eating.
Your doctor suggested?
Yeah.
What was your suggestion?
I said, why don't you light in the house and let her light where you're eating?
Okay.
It's very dry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not being the
You're not the Kabbal Shabbos when you light?
Right.
Genius.
Now, so I think it's like this. I think it's like this. You could light in the house.
No wonder he made his post.
Turn on the lights, Lakovat Shabbos. Turn on the lights, Lakovat Shabbos. Light the candles, Lakovat Shabbos. Or make sure it's big enough candles that will be there when you come home. Okay? And you can make it tonight, no problem. No problem, make it tonight. I just got finished telling you you need a big tzarech for tonight. Saving yourself a 10-minute walk, I'm not so convinced it's such a big tzarech. So I think maybe you could say a major chiddush. The chiddush is that the Mishnah Berurah says that the only time that hadlaka comes by doing hadlaka, it's an automatic kavala.
It's in your own house where you're eating.
It's only by the makom achila. It's only when you're lighting for the purposes of achila. If you're lighting for the purposes of achila, that's an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos, because it's like you're literally like on the way to doing Shabbos mitzvahs. No, because it's Oynik Shabbos, and you're like doing already. You're already participating in Oynik Shabbos. You're getting your Suda ready. You're doing the last thing to get your Suda ready. Then you're Mekabel Shabbos. Okay. Now, in this case, you're not. But he says the lighting that you do in the rest of the house. Let's say you're lighting a candle in the bathroom, and then in the olden days you light a candle in the bathroom, in the bedrooms, in the hallway. Those candles are not Kabbalah Shabbos candles. They don't bring along Kabbalah Shabbos. So Mamela, I want to say that if you're eating out, it's not candles that are for the makom achila. And if it's not candles for the makom achila, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos there. So maybe you can make it tonight. No problem.
Is that the smart answer where we have electric lights or even the regular lighting which is the candles for a few hours?
They are, because they're in the makom achila. They're there, you're saying according to Moshe, it's just Kovach Shabbos. I hear. But the way we're saying is that really at the makom achila, it's helping your Oynik Shabbos, it would be enough. Okay? But this point, I think, is the chiddush over here. Is that even though you're lighting by your dining room table, but since you're not eating there, it's not Kovach Shabbos, it's not Neiris which are lit for Oynik Shabbos. And since they're not Neiris that are lit for Oynik Shabbos, so Memela, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos with those Neiris. And Memela, you can make it tonight. I didn't discuss this with anybody. The only Rav I asked told me that the best thing is that they should light over there when they're eating. So he wasn't going with this whole Cheshbon, obviously. But this is what I was thinking.
What are the standard examples of Makom Tzarech? What are is there
Let's see.
No,
I'm saying that's not the same Makom Tzarech.
Not a Makom Tzarech.
Are you going to hang after the show? I'm going to that show.
I have to look up exactly. I guess if there's food missing for Shabbos, you're missing food. You're going to miss something that's essential. Yeah, you're missing something essential for Shabbos. Now it's like this. It's like this. if this whole idea that you have Kabbalah Shabbos, okay, that you have Kabbalah Shabbos with Hadlaka, first of all, only applies to the woman, not to the man. That's number one. It means a man who lights, there's no Kabbalah Shabbos that goes hand in hand with that. That's number one. Number two, the woman, when she makes a Tanai, and she's not Mekabel Shabbos right away, so here the Shulchan Aruch Harav is a big Chumrah. Shulchan Aruch Harav holds that there's no such thing that candles are lit and Shabbos is not, you know, in the horizon somewhere. So one of two things has to happen. It says you can't make a Tanai unless you're going to be Mekabel Shabbos within 10 minutes. Can't make a Tanai like 3 hours later, I'm doing Shabbos. That's number one. And number two, or he says, or the husband of the house or someone else can be Kabbalah Shabbos with her hadlaka. Someone has to be getting Shabbos with this hadlaka. You can't light Neiris and then be Kabbalah Shabbos way later.
It's one guy in the house.
So what, the wife can light candles for, and with the husband in mind that he's taking on Shabbos,
yeah,
but somebody she's not?
Yeah, if you have one, yeah, in such a case. At least like, for example, I'll give you an example. A common example is, let's say she lights and she has to go to the mikveh or something like that. So when's she going to light? And it's far, so she has to drive.
The kuf nefesh.
What? Right. Well, she has to go before Shabbos, get ready, do all the hachanas for it there. I'm saying, let's say the case in the Shulchan Aruch, she's doing all the hachanas there, right? So she's not going to come Shabbos till wait. She's going to light and then drive to mikvah, get ready and everything. She's not going to come Shabbos for a long time afterwards. So there, it could work if the husband is Mekabel Shabbos with her hadlaka.
I mean, then she's going to go and get ready and everything.
I'm talking about a case where she's getting ready there at the mikvah.
When does she become Shabbos? She becomes Shabbos automatically?
Before Shabbos.
Huh?
Before Shabbos.
She doesn't have to do any declaration?
She'll make a declaration, same way her husband makes a declaration.
No, but her declaration will be later.
Yeah, exactly.
And she has to do that.
Yeah.
Before Shabbos.
Yeah.
But you're saying somebody has to accept Shabbos.
This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is not so much like this Shulchan Aruch Harav. But this is the Shulchan Aruch Harav's Chumrah, so it's good to keep in mind. Now, the Maisa, it's really the primary purpose and oifen of Hadlakas Neiris is with someone being Mekabel Shabbos. Okay?
She obviously can't use this. She's the only one home.
What'd you say?
She can't use it. She's the only one home. And she wants to...
Yeah, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav...
If he's the only one home, he could light.
Yeah.
Always someone has to tell us, not the only one she is lighting.
Oh, you want to know? If, no, I would. I guess if he's lighting, then it's okay.
He's the only guy in the house.
Right. Right. Now, just to chazer over some of the basic halachas, so of the seder hadlaka. So, lemaisa, the shaila is, how does the husband participate in the mitzvah of hadlaka? It's mashma from the Mishnayis and Shabbos that the husband is supposed to be participating in the mitzvah of Shabbos of hadlaka. Yeah. So the minhag is, the accepted minhag is that the husband sets up the neiros. And Shabbos Gachas even brings down that that's the minhag that comes from that the husband, that the chassan buys leichter for the kala.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because now I'm in there. I'm anytime you're lighting with my leichter, so I'm right in there. So the husband was already set up the neiros. So he brings that down. But besides that, there's an inyan to set up the neiros, and an inyan to now. It's not clear if this is an inyan. It's not clear if this is an inyan api halacha or soid or no or what. But there's an inyan for the husband to pre-light the neiros also. Light them and put them out. So if you light them and you put them out, so then...
That's so light, it won't go out.
What?
That's if she lights it and sometimes
right, that,
light
that, it
won't
that,
go out.
Because
right.
A lot of these candles, they have the wax on the candle.
Right, that way you melt off everything and it's ready for her to light. That's brought down. So that way he's shy to the mitzvah of hadlaka. Okay, and how many candles you light? So the basic is two. The minhag is you add one every for a child or whatever, and there's different pshatim in that. Now,
I've never heard where you add one for every time you miss lighting.
Yep. Yeah, and now there's another halacha is also there's another halacha that also the once she started lighting multiple candles, she shouldn't diminish the amount.
What if your custom is when you're at someone else's house? Use tea lights at home.
No, being a guest is not. You don't have to light as many as you light at home when you're a guest. Okay, and the last thing is this halacha that if you forget, you're supposed to add. You have to add one.
Where did this come from?
He said he lights the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
You have to make a kanasi. You shouldn't forget again. So you light four. Okay.
But now, isn't that embarrassing? Someone says, "How come you have 28 candles at someone's birthday?"
Of course, it's embarrassing. That's the point. Yeah, it's embarrassing, but
that's the point.
It's embarrassing, but that's the point. That way you won't forget. That way you won't forget to light.
You remember now.
Now, in a case where it's an oinus, where you had no option at all, you weren't able to light. So then, if you weren't able to light and you didn't light that week, you don't have to light an additional candle. So, for example, we had a Shiloh a couple months ago, right? That they were in the hospital Erev Shabbos, and then they mamish. Right before Shabbos, a taxi took them through Bein Hashmashes. By the time they got home, they couldn't light. There's no knas on that.
Or if the terrorists took you to Uganda, like all those people who were there.
Yeah, obviously. So if you're an Einus, you don't have to light. Fine. Lemaisa, the Gemara says that Hazoyer Bener, Zoych Lebanim Tamidei Chachamim. So that's why the minig is. Yeah, that's why Haragel B'ner. And Rashi, it's not clear it's Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, but Ner Shabbos, Haragel B'ner. On Chanukah, we say it's talking about Ner Chanukah, but at this year, we say it's talking about Ner Shabbos. So Haragel B'ner, Zoych Elbanim Tam Nechamim. So that's why the Minig Olam is that the women are Mevarech, you know, for make a tefillah for their children. But the point is, if you're Zohar, you know the halachas properly, you're going to shim the Takabi Zoych to the bracha given in the Gemara. Okay.